Welcome to the Way Experience. This is a presentation on the topic First Impressions for Level B1. I guess that what people first notice about me is that I am very smiley. I smile most of the time. There really is something that comes naturally to me, and it has since I was a child. So people who know me can easily notice when I'm upset or worried about something. I like to think that when you meet me for the first time, I look nice and friendly. I am respectful and courteous as well as helpful, and that's something you can really see from the very beginning. So I would say I seem polite, helpful, and interesting too, of course. It is good to have a good opinion of oneself, don't you think? One thing that I really try not to do is to judge a book by its cover. Because first impressions can make you get the wrong idea about a person. It's something I wouldn't like people to do when they meet me, so I treat others the way I would like them to treat me, basically. Oh well, I guess that when I meet someone, I like to observe them, and one of the first things I notice is if they look me in the eye when they speak to me. And I also liked to notice if people are respectful to others, how they speak to other people, like their own family and friends or a stranger on the street. This can tell you a lot about what a person is like. And of course, I like to notice facial expressions. It gives away so much information about how a person is feeling or how their day is going. Some faces look stressed, worried, or simply sad, and others look happy most of the time. Well, I must confess that I prefer not to talk about the negative things that I see in people, but if you insist, and as we are not talking about anyone in particular, but in general terms, then I guess I can share this. I just can't stand it when people are dishonest, when they seem to have different personalities on different occasions. And yes, there is actually. There are two things, to tell you the truth. One is when people are moody, so you don't know what to expect. And the second one is when someone complains all the time or quite often. In that case, I would like to tell them how good it feels to have a positive attitude towards life in general. Discover how to be a happier teacher.